the Nautilus seemed to be standing still. This was due to the lack of landmarks. But streaks of water, parted by the ship's spur, sometimes threaded before our eyes with extraordinary speed. In wonderment, we leaned on our elbows before these show windows, and our stunned silence remained unbroken until Conseil said, "You wanted something to see, Ned, my friend? Well, now you have something to see." "How unusual," the Canadian put in, setting aside his tantrums and getaway schemes while submitting to this irresistible allure. "A man would go an even greater distance just to stare at such a sight." "Aha!" I exclaimed. "I see our captain's way of life. He's found himself a separate world that saves its most astonishing wonders just for him." "But where are the fish?" the Canadian ventured to observe. "I don't see any fish."
"Why would you care, Ned, my friend?" Conseil replied, "since you have no knowledge of them."
"Me, a fisherman?" Ned Land exclaimed. And on this subject a dispute arose between the two friends, since both were knowledgeable about fish, but from totally different standpoints. Everyone knows that fish make up the fourth and last class in the vertebrate branch. They have been quite aptly defined as cold-blooded vertebrates with a double circulatory system, breathing through gills, and designed to live in water. They consist of two distinct series, the series of bony fish, in other words, those whose spines have vertebrae made of bone, and cartilaginous fish, in other words, those whose spines have vertebrae made of cartilage. Possibly the Canadian was familiar with this distinction, but Conseil knew far more about it, and since he and Ned were now fast friends, he just had to show off. So he told the harpooner,